The North Texas Tollway Authority, the NTTA, says there are some 75,000 vehicles out there that have each traveled the area's toll roads without paying at least 100 times. And that adds up to some real money for the NTTA, about $45 million a year that's not available to use on road projects or to factor into the rates that all toll road users pay. In the past, the NTTA has tried to shame the chronic violators who they call scofflaws into paying. They've published their names. The NTTA has also levied enormous fines that the legislature forced the agency to reduce last session. But this session, lawmakers decided to offer a grace period, then lower the boom. So here's how it will work. North Texas toll road violators with 100 or more unpaid toll fines during a year will be notified. The NTTA's Michael Ray says they will initially be given 90 days to pay just the past due tolls in a lump sum or sign up for a payment plan.
First and foremost, you must get a toll tag to take advantage of this offer and keep it in good standing, and then you would pay the lump sum just for the tolls. So that's an extraordinarily good deal of an interest-free loan, if you will. Folks who feel like they need a payment plan to stretch it out over up to 12 months, they would have tolls plus up to 10%.
That's 10% interest. If, however, violators still don't pay, the NTTA can get the driver's attention by instructing county clerks to block their vehicle registrations. And the next time those drivers, banned from the toll roads, try to drive on them anyway, their cars can be impounded.
I think there's a percentage of folks out there who didn't want to believe that we were actually keeping tabs on the transactions and taking pictures of those and documenting that. And I think this will further show them that we did.
Because the legislation passed with support of 2/3 of the state lawmakers, it will go into effect immediately after Governor Perry signs it. Ray hopes the new enforcement tools will convince the violators to settle up. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.